Close the door too.
Yeah.
You had two on.
What do you call those boards on the outside of a house that cover the outside and are laid horizontally?
Siding is what I call it, siding.
That has certainly changed, hasn't it? Were weatherboards?
Weatherboarding is what you very seldom hear that word used in this area. The older people might use it as called weatherboards or weatherboarding. I'd be safe and saying people from 50 down, you never hear the word used. Getting back to the statement I made a minute ago, I tried a little bit of everything. I operated a lumber yard here for a fellow for 2 or 3 years. And I'd hardly ever run into anybody that called it weatherboarding. The older people would be the ones that would use the term weatherboarding.
It's interesting how these terms change.
Yes, it is.
What was common for the covering for the top of a house?
Shingles.
Even when you were a boy?
Mm-hmm.
Now, were these milled, or did they have a man come around with a fro and make them?
There was very few made with a fro during my lifetime. I can show you some in this county that's made with a fro today.
Hmm.
But they're rare.
Were they called shingles when they were made with a...
Cloud boards, I believe is what they call them. Cloud board. I don't know if it's C-L-A-P-B-O-R-D or C-L-A-B-B-O-R-D. I don't know how it was spelled, but cloud board shingles they call them. And I've seen them make palings or paling fence, yard fence all the way around it.
You split it from a log?
Uh-huh. Split it from a log. And it lasted much longer because they were oak. Lasts a lot longer, and especially around the garden, they would make it rabbit-proof around the garden with them.
I had trouble. A little rascal got in and girdled my pear tree last year.
It's hard nowadays to find timber that will make palings, especially because all the good timber has been taken out for stave bolts and to make staves for whiskey barrels and beer kegs. That business came on as liquor was voted in. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that right? They're doing it now.
No, I mean nationally. Oh. The liquor was voted in. Then there was a demand, of course, for staves. There was a stave mill here for a long time. Mm-hmm. Then it was no longer profitable, and we moved on north, and there was still staves cut in the area. Any tree that would cut one, I don't remember, possibly 3 feet or something like that long.
My goodness.
That was free of knots. Why, that tree was cut and that one piece taken out and the rest of the tree lay there knot.
Oh my goodness. That's a wasteful thing.
It was very wasteful. They paid a good price for it, and a lot of people made their living through the winter. Cutting those and selling them. And we refer to it as grandma's tin. that's a phrase used quite often in this area. A fellow has, where they get that, they'd say, where did you cut that timber? Where'd you get it? Well, I've cut it on grandma's 10 acres. And then they finally came on, maybe grandma didn't even have a tin. Or maybe grandma had a tin here, but they cut it over here. But they thought it was on grandma's tin.
Oh, sure.
Then later they referred to it as grandma's rubber tin.